Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara.
Who are you?
I'm Jessica.
Oh, cool. I'm Jen. Hi, everyone.
Hi. This is a really, really special one. This is a Hollywood episode, you know.
A happy Hollywood episode.
It is. It is. And if we have some listeners here who are Kristen Bell fans, you will not be disappointed. We had such a great chat with Kristen Bell. I have to say, I'm sure there are fans of hers from many of her, like, you know, tremendous blockbuster projects. I'm really like a Sarah Marshall fan. I feel like that's where I really, like, you know,
everybody
fell in love
has
with her.
Their Kristen Bell character they relate to most, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's
not relate to, just love.
Just like connected. Yeah, just, yeah, adored. She is so damn likable and she does not disappoint in this interview.
She doesn't. And it's a happy holiday season, but it's a little heavy too. And we didn't shy away from that. She just kept it real with us. And we talk about, the struggles everybody's having this holiday season, but also some beauty stuff. So, let me just fill you in real quick on who Kristen is. If you're like, who's this Kristen Bell person you're talking about? I want to let you know that she's an actor. Her first role, you guys, was a double role. She played both a banana and a tree.
What?
In a production of Raggedy Ann and Andy near her hometown of Detroit. Well, it's a suburb of Detroit where she grew up. You probably know her from Veronica Mars, The Good Place, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like Jess said, Gossip, and then her voice acting, Gossip Girl, Frozen, so many others. She's the creator of a new body care line called Happy Dance, which she did with Lord Jones, a line of topical and oral CBD products. Okay, so Happy Dance is really great. I actually think I've mentioned it on the show and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, you did.
But before we start the interview, I wanted to let you know that right before we got on the call with Kristen, she gave us a little gift to share with you. This is just the kind of person she is. A discount code for 15% off the Happy Dance products. So I personally would like to recommend the bath bombs, which you can split up. There's like a little four thing, but also it's just like a great gift for anybody. They're lovely. So here's the code. Go to their site, doahappydance.com, and use the code MASCARA, all caps, for 15% off your order. Okay, so that's, I feel like I'm doing one of our ads. This is so funny. Again, that's doahappydance.com, and the code is MASCARA for 15% off. And if you just fast forwarded a little, you missed out on the discount. So stop fast forwarding, slow it back down to regular speed, and let's do this interview with Kristen freaking Bell. Cool.
So we're on the line with Kristen Bell. Hi, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, ladies.
Thank you. So first question, are you happy actually this holiday season?
I'm grateful this holiday season. That's a better word to describe it. Like, I don't know if I can be happy when like Earth is so angry. Because Earth has been in a very bad mood for a while now. And I'm grateful that I'm in a position to not only feed my family, but maybe help other people who are struggling during this time. And I'm grateful that we have not gotten it yet. And not just for us, but for, I take very seriously the vulnerable members of our community. We have some people around us who have autoimmune diseases. And so anytime I think about, or people that, you know, may be at risk for a heart attack, that I'm like, it sort of pains me when people don't understand the dire need of keeping the hospitals empty so that like other issues can get in there. So I would say yeah. that I'm grateful. But Christmas does fill me up with a lot of joy. Like, I love Christmas music and the holidays, so I am a little bit joyful.
I was going to say, when you're feeling grateful and maybe not quite to the happy place, how do you get to that happy place? Is the music, the Christmas music, is that going to do it for you?
Yeah, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm just like, hey, today you're just going to be grateful and you don't get to be happy on cloud nine. And that's okay, because like humans are allowed to have a ton of different emotions. And gosh, I love murder mysteries, and I was watching, I think it's Murder on Middle Road. And the in a moment in it, this boy was going through his mother's wallet. She had been murdered. And there was this beautiful saying in there that like, be a guest house for all emotions, let them all pass through. I'm paraphrasing, but it was like, even the joy, even the pain, like just invite them into your house, sit with them. You don't have to ask them to stay forever. But I thought, oh, what a beautiful way to think about it. So I sometimes am not happy all the time, but I'm going to be honest, most times I am. If I'm caffeinated, then I am happy. And if I'm not, Christmas music does help. I'm not going to lie. Dogs also help. Dogs and Christmas
definitely
music.
Help. I have Big a time. New dog.
You got a new dog?
I adopted a dog 2 months ago, and he makes me very happy. Yeah.
We got a new dog on Sunday. And oh, wow. He is a tripod. He has three legs, and he's a frisky little fellow.
And what's the name?
Whiskey. What's yours name?
Oh, Wolfgang.
Ooh.
Wolfgang and Whiskey. And thank you for, it sounds like you adopted him, right?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
If he's got three legs, well, thank you for adopting
yeah.
him. It's important.
Absolutely.
So I love the attitude of gratitude. Do you have like a formal practice for that, or is it just, you know, to stay in a state of gratitude?
You know, I think like words around emotions can sometimes stunt me. So I need the math of like, yeah, but how do I make it work? Right. So for me, it's changing my perspective. Like, I did it with my kids the other night when like they were acting amok, and because they're truly feral, and like dad had sat us down and been like, listen up, we are free range parents, but we can change that at any moment. And if you guys can't start acting like, you know, family citizens and being first time listeners, then we will have to give consequences. And, you know, when you say, I want to go, you know, get on my roller skates, the answer is sometimes going to be no. And they were obviously aghast that we would even yeah. dare. But
flipping
what
the script.
Oh, big time. But what I was able to do, and what I think I apply pretty decently, is how to take a bad situation and flip it on its head. So the girls were really scared. They're like, we're going to get punished. We're going to get consequences. And I was like, hey, listen to me. All you have to do is set a goal not to fight tomorrow. That's all you got to do. You can do it. Like there's a you can do it behind every bad piece of news, almost. Obviously, losing like a loved one is different, but yeah, I'm able to flip the script on a lot of things of like, oh, I didn't get that job. Okay, that means that maybe that someone I knew got it and I can be happy for her. And it means maybe I'm supposed to be open to something else, or maybe there's no supposed to. Maybe I could just use this time and stay home with my family or become more committed to yoga. Or like, there's always a way to flip it to make it positive. And it's really annoying to my family, but it works for me.
See, you say that's annoying to your family. I was just thinking that this is a gift to your children. I don't think that's annoying at all. I think this is a wonderful influence.
I
would love to have a little
so.
Kristen Bell running around my life.
Yeah, but sometimes they're like, Mom,
Kristen, what's your phone number?
Can you stop? 555-1212. But sometimes they're just like, enough with the positivity. And I'm like, you know what?
No,
you're
I love
right.
it.
And that's when the guest house thing comes in where I'm like, not everybody's ready to flip the script right away. And so I think one thing that I work on is letting me and other people have their bad emotions before they get back to flipping the script. Like when my kids are really like upset, whether it's at me or their sister or whatever, I'm like, yeah, let's just go through this together. Let's just sit here and cry. And sometimes like my girls have like, thank God they have the language to tell me this. They're like, I have a lot of cries in me right now and I don't know why. And I'm like, bitch, I feel like that all the time.
You and me both.
I'm like, let's just cry together.
I love that answer. And I genuinely really love your attitude. I think your peeps are lucky to have that kind of like a cheerleader in their lives, because not everyone can, as Jen often says, reframe situations.
Oh yeah, reframing.
It's easy to sit and have a pity party. I mean, maybe it's not easy, but it's natural, I think, to kind of get stuck and it's very hard to dig out. So I think that's a really beautiful quality.
You got to stay ahead of yourself. That's what it is. Like you got to stay ahead of yourself. Go, I know I have these patterns. I got to stay one step ahead of me. Yeah. And you know what? A lot of it comes out of, I think we got to stop being scared of blunt conversations. Cause like the reality is I used to get caught in a lot of sadness. Cause like I'm naturally like sort of depressed and anxious and
I think that would surprise people.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right. Well, I mean, I'm on an antidepressant, which helps a ton, and so do the dogs. But the reality is I can get swept up in stuff really easily. I have a lot of emotions right at the surface. And, you know, that's great when publicly it's excitement, but that's not always what it is. But like, I remember about 6 years ago being obsessed with the Syrian crisis. I mean, it was overwhelming my every move. And I was just, I found it so intolerable that Earth was having this crisis and that there were so many people that needed help and that were uncomfortable. And I, as an empath, I have trouble distinguishing my emotions from your emotions. And so I was just taking it all on. And my husband walked up to me, he goes, okay, so this is night two of you in the bed crying about Syria. And my question is, are you benefiting them at all? Do you think they want your pity? Do you think you're helping them right now by crying about it? And I was like, damn, dude, you are being tough on me. He's like, no, you need to be tough on yourself. He's like, if you really care about helping, then get up and do something. Go start working, make all the money in the world and help the NGOs that are helping the resettlement process, or create an advocacy program or be a part of one, or you know what I mean? Like, don't just sit in bed and cry about it. So the reframing really helps me because it's the same emotion that's driving me, the intolerance for human cruelty and, discomfort with other people, like who are in situations that I can't control. I'm like, I see that little baby being carried over a desert.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, okay, well, I can have the same emotion of fire, of like hatred of that experience, of going like, no one should have to deal with that. They should be in a warm house, loving each other. But I execute it in a different way because I've reframed it.
You know, I think Jen and I, not to speak for you, Jen, but I think you would agree, relate to this empath feeling a lot. Jen and I talk about, you know, when you feel you take on some of these problems and these feelings. And Jen and I have a lot of conversations, not so much on the show because it is a beauty podcast, but of what's going on in the world and taking it on and feeling like almost like it's too much and how can we help? But then also feeling like, you know, we're doing this beauty podcast. We're in the beauty world. I know you're not in the beauty. Well, now you're in the beauty world and we're certainly going to talk about that. We are here to talk about happy dance too. Don't worry. But, you know, we also have to figure out how beauty and self-care, quote unquote, like relates to, you know, our journey and kind of recovering from... Sounds a bit schmaltzy, but you know what I mean.
Why we use beauty products, right? To make ourselves feel a different way.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with that. Because obviously you're doing happy dance for a reason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, beauty must be important to you. So what is your relationship with that? What kind of rituals do you have?
I love anything beauty product related, anything self-care related. I love lipstick and mascara and bath bombs and all the fun stuff because it makes you feel a certain way, right? It's like going to a museum. It can elicit, there's tons of different ways to stimulate different emotions. And that's our whole like existence as human beings is going through this rainbow of emotions. And you can do things in your life that make you feel good, or you can do things in your life that make you feel bad. And like, you can go to a museum, you can listen to Christmas music, you can put on, you know, hot pink lipstick and just be like, I'm feeling sassy. And it's because of that beauty product. So there's nothing to poo-poo about it. It's not unimportant. And I mean, yeah, things that make me happy. Well, I'll start by saying the reason that I started Happy Dance is because I really, my life was changed when I started using CBD. I really enjoyed it, and I felt like I had a responsibility to share that with other people. And so one thing that's also really important to me
is— Are you talking about like oral CBD or topical?
Both. Either.
Okay, got it.
It doesn't, to me, I mean, I'm not a scientist, but to me, it doesn't really matter the way that it gets to you. And I'm a person that like, I love beauty products. I give everything a try. And I didn't notice anything when I was using CBD at first. But then I was like, well, Kristen, wait a minute. Let's do the math again, right? You don't eat one piece of spinach and get a six pack. So give it a chance. And then what I noticed is like when I was doing The Good Place, the third year of The Good Place, I normally my drive home is just like airplane turbulence of things I need to do to get back into my family. Like the dogs need more food. The girls need a new lunchbox because one of them spilled yogurt. Something needs to be restocked or, you know, blah, blah, blah. The drain is clogged. And I just found after about 2 weeks of using CBD that I was just listening to the radio. And I wasn't freaking out about anything in my head. And I got home and I wasn't any less effective. It wasn't like numbing in any way. I still got like all my stuff done. And I was fascinated and I was like, wait a minute, there's really something to this. It just felt like I was turning the thermostat in my life to the exact right temperature. So I said, wait a minute, I have a responsibility to share this with people. At the time, CBD was really only available in like sort of boutique-y New York and LA places, and people didn't really understand it. And I was like, well, I know marketing, I know branding, I know how to speak about things. So I called the best CBD makers I know, Lord Jones, and I was like, I want to create a product that is a lower price point so more people can access it if it's going to help people. And also, make it not a part of your beauty routine that seems like it's outside the box, like for a busy mom that would have to apply something new. I was like, let's just have a small line of products, make the price point low and make it accessible. Put it on the shelves of stores all over America and give people a chance to discover it. And
you do want us to take a bath though, and that does take time.
That's true. Well, listen, that's the one form of, you know, self-care for me is a tricky word because I don't think self-care is something that happens once a month when you get your manicure, like, oh, that's my self-care. I'm like, maybe I'm different, but I need self-care every day. Self-care is simply just prioritizing myself a little bit and it's asking for help. And sometimes the reason we have a bath bomb, which is so awesome, it's like my favorite. Oh, it's my favorite right now, but especially in the chaotic holidays, and I'm putting it in all of my friends' stockings this year. It's the only time I can actually lock the door and get 10 minutes. Because with my kids, even if you're on the toilet, they're still knocking, they're still putting their fingers under the door, opening the door. But for some reason, a bath, and I think because it involves full nudity, I think there's something about that that's like, I probably don't need to see my mom fully nude right now. So the bath is a perfect time for me to be, you know, using that CBD and getting a nice relaxing bath. And I think I also wanted to sort of like quell the misconception that CBD gets you high because it doesn't at all. It's like, you know, there's two strains and one is THC, one is CBD. It just doesn't get you high at all. And also I was really careful, and thankfully Lord Jones was really good at this, of like knowing the importance of quality assurance, like third-party testing and manufacturing standards. And so I think what we came out with, I'm really, really proud of. We have a body lotion and a bath bomb and a two-ingredient coconut oil. So it's just high-quality CBD and coconut oil. And you know what? Do you know what? I use the coconut oil to take my makeup off, to take my eye makeup off.
Oh, wow.
I think that would be a good one. Can I ask about the name, though, real quick, before you tell me about taking your makeup off? Do you have a happy dance? Is there, like, everybody who knows Kristen knows this dance and what it looks like?
No. It's a metaphor.
It's just the idea. Okay, it's a metaphor. It's just the idea.
Yeah, like the, so when creating it, I was like, I want something to be fun and happy. I did use the word happy. And I felt like every CBD product that was on the market at the time was either playing into the marijuana trope, which I don't like. I'm not interested in that, especially because it doesn't get you high, and I just don't even want that stuff around my kids, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, I don't want to play into that. Or it looked very clinical. And like, my house is a mess because my children are feral. And I was like, what would I look like if I were sitting in your beauty drawer or your medicine cabinet or on the side of your sink? And it would look, I would look like the Happy Dance bottle. It would, you know, there's like a, there's a little hand doing a peace sign, and the feet are sort of, it's just the idea of it is that it's just supposed to make you happy. You know, the colors, and that's kind of what I like. It'll allow yourself some time in your day to do a little happy dance and take a breath and have a moment of self-care that doesn't stress you out. Because sometimes self-care can stress you out.
And who introduced you to topical CBD?
My hairstylist, Jenny Cho, who is amazing, she had given me, one day we were doing a shoot, and she had the Lord Jones like stiletto cream in her bag. And she was like, put this on before you put your shoes on. And I, you know, did this whole photo shoot and was in, I don't know, 25 inch heels or something. And at the end I was like, oh my God, my feet don't hurt. I really like this lotion. And then I just, I started like using the Lord Jones cream after workouts, which I really enjoyed.
On my knees.
Yes. Yeah. I absolutely loved it. And then I started looking into Lord Jones, and I realized how just good they were. And, you know, they were the ones I really wanted to partner with.
That's good. Can we go back to the bath for a second? Not to picture you naked, but I would like to set a scene here if we can. Like,
okay.
What's the ritual for your best bath? Like, water temperature? Are you like a pre-shower or post-shower? When's the shampooing happen?
Well, definitely no pre or post-shower, just because you're in the bath. To me, that seems a bit redundant. Good for them. Those people probably don't have a 5 and a 7-year-old, and that's okay. and by the way, I love it. If that's your thing, that is your thing.
Linda Evangelista, we interviewed, and she had like, it was called like a shabath or shabower or something. And it was like, she took a bath and then she took a shower after to rinse off the bath or something like that. It was a whole production.
Well, can I tell you, God bless. Love it. I live in California and we're constantly on water warnings, so I don't do that. But for me, there are two, I guess, pre-production items we click off the list. One is taking your clothes off. The other is locking the door. That's about
what a ritual.
Can I tell you something? It's glorious. I also always go too hot. Always. I'm like a scorcher. Like, I like to be in like a boiling tub. And it does not serve me well because I suffer from eczema and I have it all over my body when I get in and out of the bathtub because the heat exacerbates it. But I can't not do it. Like, a lukewarm bath, it's not going to work for me. But it's literally as simple as I have 10 minutes. I know for a fact I've helped my body relax, my mind will relax. So I lock that door. I jump in a scalding hot tub. I pop in that Happy Dance bath bomb and I just sit there for 10 minutes. There's no rhyme or reason as to what I'm thinking about. And then I get out and I go about the rest of my day. It's like not a thing, but it's such a great reset.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there. When I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
I'm going to skip ahead because I know we only have you for a little bit of time and we wanted to play a little game with you.
Okay.
If you're up for it.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit, it's not as a speed round, but basically I'm going to name some characters that you've played and I want you to tell us a little association, what beauty product you think exemplifies that character. And you could be super specific. You could go into brand names if you like, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Paint a picture for us. So I'm going to start out with Eleanor Shellstrop.
Oh, hot red lipstick. Any hot red lipstick. I think Eleanor likes to get dressed up, and I know she likes to party.
Oh, it's so like I got it.
It's a party lipstick. It doesn't even have to be red, but a bright, poppy lipstick where, like, I think, especially when she's at the bar, because Eleanor was, you know, kind of a drinker, she would leave it on the rim, the kind that comes off on the rim.
Hot mess. I love it.
Yes. Hot mess red lipstick.
Okay. Lucy Stillman.
Ooh, from Assassin's Creed?
Yes.
Bar soap. She doesn't have access to a ton. Zest. Like Zest or something. Because that's like, that was like an underground world. They were like fighting crime or aliens. I barely remember. But yeah, it's a bar soap. It's for sure. It's for sure a bar soap.
Also, Zest is hilarious. Like, it's like Irish Spring. I love that answer.
Yep.
Who are we up to? Oh.
My fave.
Yes. Sarah Marshall. I mean, she's got a whole caboodles probably, but go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, what doesn't she use? I actually think Sarah Marshall would use the bath bomb. The Happy Dance bath bomb for sure.
Okay.
Because I think she's got stock in the company. I think she's got it in every drawer in her house. And I think she does have a pre and post shower ritual. I also think, so here's what I think Sarah Marshall does. Pre-shower, shampoo. Hot bath, but I don't think she goes as hot as me because she cares more about not having eczema than I do. I think she pops in that Happy Dance bath bomb. Then I think she does a hair mask.
Okay. Def.
Right? Without question. She might even clip her cuticles while they are soaking in the bathtub. But I'm not positive she's that efficient or would even do that for herself. But I think maybe there's even like, you know, some awesome like Yacht Rock or old Tori Amos playing in the background, like some Fiona Apple, Tori Amos.
She has a ritual, yeah.
And for her, that's her moody like portion of her day. And I think it takes a lot longer than 10 minutes.
Oh, it's like an hour 20.
100%. 100%.
Okay, we have just two more characters. Jess, go ahead.
Okay. Veronica Mars.
Oh, lip balm. Just lip balm.
Okay.
Nothing more. Okay. Lip balm, maybe sunscreen, because Veronica's very practical. And
that's
so
true.
I feel like living in Seaside, California, Neptune, California, she's going to go with sunscreen and she's going to go with lip balm. I think she just doesn't even have time for the rest of it.
That's got it. All right, last one. Princess Anna.
Oh, deodorant. 100% deodorant. 100%. You know why? Because she's such a roller coaster and she's always so hyped up. I think her adrenal glands are stressed. In a great way though, in not like a cortisol way, in a way of like she's so excited about people and life and being nice that she's got some, but I think she's also very earth friendly, right? Because she loves animals and she loves her community. I think she's going with the, do you guys know the brand Ujjayi?
I don't know this brand.
Oh my God. Okay, it's UJJ.
It's Princess Anna's favorite.
It's Princess Anna's favorite deodorant, UJJAYI. It started by this woman who she has a bunch of kids. She had started making it out of her house. It's like super clean, beautiful, and they're like very, very lightly scented. It doesn't feel like a scent at all. And they have a tobacco one and they have like a citrus thyme, which is the one that I use and Princess Anna uses. And I think she's slathering on that Ujjayi deodorant all day because I think when she talks to the townspeople, she's also like sweaty. I think she's just a girl who sweats and is like dabbing her armpits because she's excited all the time, just about like waking up in the morning.
Yeah, that dress looks stifling too. Like there's a lot of cotton going on and things. So I get it.
And nobody likes to smell, but like I haven't really seen her in any other clothing. So she's got one dress. She needs a lot of deodorant.
It's perfect.
I love all this character that you're giving us. This is like the real behind the scenes. This is the untold story.
You know, it's all part of my back life when I play a character. I think about all the products they would use.
And their bathing
ritual. This is your
process.
This is so much insight.
This is my process. My process.
It has nothing to do with that we forced you into this game at all.
No.
This was so
fun. It's not
fun.
A game for me. It's hard work.
Of course. Well, congrats on your line.
This is awesome.
It's fab.
Thank you.
It makes us happy.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on our
podcast. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. Happy holidays.
That was so much fun. Did you have fun?
I was so like, I was just like so intrigued that right off the bat, she got so real.
Oh, she was crouched down wearing a full face of makeup because I think she was doing like a media day. Mm-hmm. But then this is what a professional she is. She was like, hold on. I know I'm going to do my own backup recording. Let me get pillows and a blanket to buffer the noise. Like she knows from that, like she's in this world mm-hmm. of podcasting and audio what to do.
Yeah, she was so hands-on, which I really liked, then, you know?
So I had some recording difficulties. This is the nature of remote podcasting.
Yep,
she was lovely about that. But we ended up sort of wrapping up the interview, not realizing because my timer was off that we still had more time with her. And so I said, like mentioned something.
Just a couple minutes. Yeah.
And
She goes, oh, let's just turn back on our recorders and we'll do another question. You'll get like a 3 more minutes and we'll slot that back in. She's like giving me like editing. You could do this and that. And I was like, I just don't have the heart. You're just such a doll. And like, you've given us your time and your energy and your love and I'm good.
And it was I thought that was so cool.
It was like, just like, I don't know. She's cool. And like, we'd be friends with her.
I really, really liked
her. Raise a wand to you, Kristen
Bell. I really wanted to hang out with her.
Okay, so Jess. You go first. What are you raising
I get to go first? Oh, okay. Yeah. So I feel like we've talked about this product in passing. I don't think either of us have raised a wand to it. So if this is a double, I apologize, but it must have been eons if we have. So you know that both Jen and I are big fans of the brand Naturopathica. Mm. This is one of their OG products that, like, if I had to introduce you to the brand, I would say definitely give this one a try. It's the Sweet Cherry Brightening Enzyme Peel. Have we talked about this one, Jen? Like, have we raised a wand properly?
I know we've talked about it in person, but I don't think so on the show.
Oh my gosh.
We always talk about the oatmeal scrub on the show.
Oh, that one's
so good.
Or
the lavender sunscreen that I love.
Yeah. Yes, yes. This one is incredible. The only problem is you might want to eat it. And I have taken a little cheeky lick if it's on my fingers and it's really tasty, but I don't think you're supposed to eat it. So don't do that. So it is a clarifying face mask enriched with cherry enzymes and lactic acid. Of course, I'm reading that from like the description. You put it on in like a very thin layer. You leave it on for 3 to 5 minutes. I love that it's not one of these that's like 20 minutes because nobody really has 20 minutes if you're like a busy gal or guy. And it's just a light exfoliator. It's not going to like, you know, blow your face off if you're into something that's like really hardcore, but it just gives you a light brightening. It's great for, you know, fine lines and wrinkles. It kind of does like the list of like concerns that they say it addresses is like very far reaching. Yeah. I think it just gives me like a little kick and
yeah, like enzymes and lactic are like JV exfoliating. This ain't like, yeah. This is good. This is when you're not ready for that glycolic, like, face-off moment.
Yeah, so this is not going to, like, you know, this isn't something extremely hardcore, but I don't think I want that several times a week, and I can use this several times a week and feel like, okay, everything's just smooth and nice. Mm. It's $58. It is a treat product for sure, but the experience is so nice, and again, it just smells incredible. You open it up and you feel like this is jam from that country stand that is just, again, like a treat item. So check it out, Naturopathica Cherry Enzyme Peel.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to raise a wand to some eye makeup. I'm not going to raise a wand to this whole palette. I'm raising a wand to one specific shade in this palette.
This is a fat mascara first. Wow.
Listen, I've poo-pooed eyeshadow our entire 5 years we've been doing this.
Yeah, you don't really do shadow.
I don't have the lid real estate for it, as we've discussed. My brows are getting lower every year. They're going to
make
be
it
at
sound
my lash
like you don't have like low brows. You make it sound like this is like
I have a Neanderthal brow that's dropping by the
stop
minute.
Stop it.
No, but shadow just like it's a lot on me. However, I've noticed that my eyelid color has darkened over time. So something about like a skin tone matching eyeshadow base shade. Really bright. So this color, I don't know. I just put it on like a wash and it just brightens my eye area.
Oh, people are going to respond to this. Okay, everyone wants that.
Noelle, it's Char, of course. Charlotte Tilbury.
Char.
Super nudes eye palette. She does nude eyeshadows like nobody's business.
Okay.
The day-date thing, I'm like a little bit over. I think it's corny. It makes it like, okay, everybody needs to have a partner and be in a romantic relationship. Charlotte, it's not how the world works. But all right, I'll take it. There's 6 shades. There's the day 3 and the date 3. Within the date 3, there's the primer shade. And that is like a creamy, coconutty, peachy. It would be a great wall color, you know, like that
ooh,
warm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's just really good for a fair, medium skin tone base shade that's just eye brightening. If you have darker skin tone, she has the nude for you as well in this palette.
Is this one of those long palettes, like those really long skinny ones?
It's not, it's 6, so it's like a tiny piano. It's like the half size of the big palette.
Mini keyboard,
yes, yes. And that's one of the, the holiday, like limited edition palettes, I think.
Okay, okay.
I mean, if you're like, you've probably heard us talk about this brand. This is a great, like, Charlotte starter. products.
I love that. A Charlotte starter.
Yeah. But that's my shade. Yeah.
Okay. I love this. And I have to give a little tip. I think if you're interested, I would say get on this fast because I've noticed a lot of the Charlotte palettes, they really come and go. Like they're limited edition, a lot of them, but they don't tell you.
But let's be honest, those colors just get recycled into a different other palette later.
Yeah.
Date Eye Primer, as it's called, will probably end up in like the Summer Beach Goddess palette in like with a different name.
But I want to give Charlotte a chance to reply to this. Like I want to
say it like it was an argument and she needs to have a rebuttal.
Rebuttal. I was about to say like retort. Yeah, I want Charlotte's rebuttal for the day date. Marketing like plan and the color, like where is this color going to turn up?
Like date eye. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I will reach out to the publicist for comment and I will report back soon.
That's a good one. That's a very practical raise a wand.
Yeah,
I like it.
Both of these are brightening too. So maybe brighten up your holidays. Oh, and in case you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, Kristen Bell is giving you a discount code for Happy Dance. It's doahappydance.com, 15% off. Go get that. Get the Naturopathica. Get the Charlotte Tilbury. Happy holidays.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.